Okay.
Hi, this is Lisa Devaney, and I'm here with Jen Hanen from LA, and I've asked her a bit of Hollywood insider insight to the new Ridley Scott production with Ajit 8 of Purefold. So what do you think, Jen, about branded content being debuted on a multimedia web platform for audiences?
Hi, Lisa. As I said earlier, I'm never a big fan of the words that involve branded content, corporations, and co-promotes within Hollywood. But that's just me. And as I said, I tend to like things that are more on the fringe and the niche tips. I definitely like DIY experiments. But I do think there's a place for it in the mainstream. I think a lot of people are consuming a lot more information off the web, as well as a lot more entertainment off the web. And the idea that you would have these webisodes or web TV in small chunks, whether they be 3, 5, 7, or 10 minutes long, where people can watch a storyline or even interactive narrative or even something like an experimental narrative where filmmakers or TV producers get to do things that they couldn't do on regular TV. I think there's very much a space for that. And having someone like Ridley Scott, who has been known for such experimental movies as Blade Runner, because when it came out, it very much was very different. Being involved in something like this is fabulous.
And could you tell me a bit about your thoughts on culling and using information from social networks to drive the storyline, things like FriendFeed, Twitter, even Flickr?
I think if it's made to be a game, and people are very well aware of what they're being involved with, okay? And not that they'd have to sign an NDA or anything like that, but that they're aware that this will be branded content, and that if they want to participate and participate in the storyline, I think a lot of people would be very excited about doing that. It would be fun for them. There's some people have put together and companies, and James Watley here is about to participate in something like that, where companies put together these games or quests or treasure finds, and then people participate in writing the storyline online. And that sort of thing I think is fun because it draws people in. And whether it's people setting up Twitter fiction, whether it's people setting up a space where people can upload video or upload text on what the next part of the storyline would be, that's always fun. Because then you have user participation, which you don't have in regular TV.
There you have it. So Jen's been a digital Hollywood insider for several decades now, both with music and entertainment, and that's her views on Purefold. If you'd like to see more on Purefold, follow the tag on Twitter, Purefold, or look for it on FriendFeed. Thank you. This is Lisa Devaney with High Media Group.